2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Brought to you by the Royal Automobile Club of Australia. Consider membership today.
Further on proposed new vehicle emission targets from January 1, and it's obvious most importers are not going to be able to meet this deadline with new, more fuel-efficient models to offset their current high-polluting vehicles. It's also obvious that Chris Bowen has no knowledge of the lead times required in the car industry to meet such a target. Toyota and Ford appear most vulnerable to fines, given their current top-selling high-emission utes and four-wheel drives. Toyota Australia says its customers, not its head office, will carry the burden on its fines in the short term. Modelling by the Chamber of Automotive Industry suggests Toyota could see penalties on its current Hilux ute of $2,690 and on its Land Cruiser of $13,250. Most manufacturers have more cleaner vehicles in the pipeline, but suggest the government's proposed new standards are moving far too quickly. I'm David Berthon.